T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Cook and Joe Show, this Thursday edition. Let's go right out to the Nemecolon Fan Hotline and welcome in a good pal of mine. I've known him for way too many years. He covers the Browns better than anybody in Cleveland for a number of outlets, thelandondemand.com, ESPN, a whole lot of other places you can find Tony Grossi. Hey, Tone, good morning. How are you?
Oh, everything's good, Ron. Nice to be with you.
Well, it's not as if you haven't had any drama with the Browns during this offseason. We were just thinking, you know, you've had a franchise move, a franchise comeback. You've had a zillion coaches fired. I'm not sure this has been the craziest offseason for you. Let's start with Baker Mayfield. What is his status? And is he going to ever show up with the Browns? Or that ship has sailed, hasn't it?
Well, let me just start by saying, Ron, I've been doing this, as you know, so long. People say to me, man, you've seen everything with that team, haven't you? I said, not really. I haven't seen a championship. So that's where my career is at right now and where they're at. Baker Mayfield, he's still on the roster. They haven't given his jersey number out. I assume he has a locker. We're not allowed in this time of year in the locker room. Anyway, but he's persona non grata right now. They're still in the voluntary portion of the offseason program. Even when they get into OTAs, which I think start in Cleveland next week, you know, on-field practices, team against offense, defense, he's not expected to show up. The next important date is their mandatory minicamp, June 14, 15, and 16. And with a month to go, we're all wondering, will he be here? Will they call him and tell him to stay away? Will he defy them and show up and try to force an issue to get out of town and get with another team? We just don't know, Ronnie. It's yet to play out.
Tony, I almost hesitate to ask this question, but if Watson is suspended, then I know they have a backup already in place. But I guess the bottom line question here, is there any chance that Baker Mayfield plays another game for the Browns?
I say absolutely not. I know nationally, you know, people are starting to say, why not? It would be in both mutual interest for Baker to fill in and perform well and then improve his trade value. And, you know, the Browns, he's the best option the Browns have. Well, there's a couple issues here. First of all, they never considered it a possibility. A week after they traded for Watson, moving the stars and the moon for him, they went out and signed Jacoby Brissett, okay? And later they added Josh Dobbs, the former Steeler, as their number three guy. And they plan it, you know, all three of these guys are Watson, Brissett, and Dobbs are athletic, they're bigger, you know, they're tall. I mean, Watson's like the smallest of the three. Stefanski intends to tweak his offense to take advantage of an athletic quarterback, which Baker certainly was not. Second, the more important thing is, and this is where the national people are just clueless about, is that Baker really lost the locker room last year, right? They lost confidence and faith in him, and things got really bad at the end. And then the Browns chopped their legs off by, you know, acquiring three other quarterbacks you can't move him back into the locker room and tell your guys, okay, we want you to have faith in Baker again because we need him. It's just not going to happen.
So in your opinion, what's the most intelligent way for the Browns to go about this separation plan from Baker?
Yeah. Well, there's only one solution in my mind, and I don't know what the holdup is. They're going to have to eat a significant portion of his contract. He's guaranteed approximately $19 million, okay? Remember a couple years ago, they did this at a different stage of their franchise where they bailed out the Houston Texans and traded for Brock Osweiler, who was guaranteed $16 million. The Browns had the cap space to do it, and in return, they received Houston's second-round draft pick the following year, which turned out to be Nick Chubb, by the way. Okay, the Browns are going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to eat a significant portion of his contract, and then he becomes very tradable. You know, people are saying, why not just cut ties with him, release him, and get this behind you? Where they're going to – they'd be owed – they'd have to pay his full salary to do that. If you're going to agree to eat that salary, do it and trade him. And I believe that could have made the trade work on Friday night of draft weekend with Carolina, and then you can be in a position of demanding an asset in return. Carolina used their future number three to trade back into the third round in 2022 to draft Matt Corral. The Browns could have gotten that pick if they had agreed to eat his contract.
We're talking to Tony Grossi. Nobody covers the Browns in Cleveland like he does. All right, Tony, let's switch to Deshaun Watson a little bit. You know, Cleveland was on his list, and then Cleveland was not on his list. And then the shocker of shockers, it is Cleveland. The deal he received, unbelievable. Just take us through the whole process, and how has the reaction been in Cleveland to Deshaun Watson? It didn't seem to be favorable at first. Is it eased at all? Just go through the whole process, please.
Yeah, no, this is strange because, you know, as a player, Deshaun Watson's the quarterback the Browns just have never had, at least in their expansion history, an elite franchise-type quarterback. And yet the fans can't have any joy or celebration of that transaction because of two things: the uncertainty of whether he'll be suspended or not, and also the murky details of why he could be suspended, you know, because of these 22 civil cases alleging sexual misconduct and sexual assault. So the fan base, you know, you talked about Baker, now Watson, we go from bad to worse. I mean, they're in such a pickle right now, and the fans are confused. What are we supposed to root for here? You're shipping out your former number one pick. Fine, you got better by bringing in Watson, and yet we don't even know if he's going to be able to play and for how long. So fans are really confused and unable to really celebrate that transaction.
I realize there's a lot to play out here. You just mentioned the 22 cases. There was some news yesterday where he admitted one of the massage therapists was teary-eyed after their encounter, whatever it was. So there's a lot to happen here. But your gut feel right now, Tony, on how long a suspension would be if it's forthcoming?
Well, from the beginning, I always thought that it would be a four to six-week suspension, or 4 to 8 week, and then, you know, subtract a couple weeks on appeal. I think the Browns always anticipated that. That's why they were so aggressive in signing Jacoby Brissett, who they feel in the short term can accomplish what they want him to accomplish. Now, some of the details that have recently come out publicly, I think, have been known by the NFL, by the Browns, all along. The Browns claimed they did 5 months of research with independent investigators, law enforcement officials, to research Deshaun Watson's case, and they came away confident that they're comfortable with him, despite all the grisly details that have floated out. Now we're waiting for the NFL to decide a suspension on whether he violated the personal conduct policy, even though these cases will not be tried until 2023. There seems to be mounting pressure on the NFL to do something for against, you know, suspend Watson. You can't let the Browns and Watson go scot-free with all these allegations hanging above them. And so they recently interviewed him for 2 days in Houston this week, their lead investigator, and we're hoping, expecting a decision to come in the next, I don't know, day, week, or month.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tony, has he showed up? I mean, is he around? And I go back to the press conference when they signed him. It was one of the most uncomfortable press conferences I've ever seen.
Agreed. Agreed. And yes, he has been a frequent attender of their off-season program. He wasn't this week because this week the Browns are only having rookies and second-year players there. The full team comes back next week for, I think, the beginning of OTAs. And, of course, over the weekend now, Watson is chartered a plane and taking about 20 or 30 offensive teammates to the Bahamas for a bonding trip, and supposedly they're going to do some light workouts there. And it's he Watson has, since he arrived, has been determined to establish himself in that locker room with his teammates, and you don't hear any negative comment whatsoever about Watson from inside that team.
Tony, what did you think of that contract they gave him, and all guaranteed, right? I mean, it's going to change the contract trajectory in the NFL, isn't it?
Certainly. I'm Baltimore Ravens are furious because Lamar Jackson's due up soon. I think two things about it. One, I think the owner made a business decision and wrote a check, and that's what changed Deshaun Watson's mind. You know, it came out the day before that Carolina was eliminated from the Watson sweepstakes because they wouldn't go beyond 2 years of a contract guarantee. Well, it sparked the the idea in the Browns' mind, well, let's just guarantee the whole thing. And that's what they did. And like the snap of a finger, Watson changed his mind. Now, Ronnie, I think it was inevitable in the NFL over the next 2 or 3 years that there was going to be a fully guaranteed contract. Now, we know Aaron Rodgers' new deal is fully guaranteed. Some of these extensions, short-term extensions, are fully guaranteed prior to Watson. But it was inevitable that the next superstar quarterback, somebody was going to do it. And the Browns probably figured someone's going to do it. We might as well be the first, because the next guy who does it is going to even be a higher price. And I think that was the thought process behind it. But there's no doubt that's what changed Deshaun Watson's mind.
Tony, I'm thinking of what you said before about how the cases won't be tried until 2023. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. You say there's pressure now to suspend him. So, okay, let's say they suspend him now. And let's say things get way worse once we hear about all from all these individuals, once the cases are tried. Is he then going to be a twice suspended player? Like, what's the worst case scenario for this guy?
Yeah, that would be worst case for sure. I mean, you know, there's no double jeopardy in the court of the NFL. But certainly this is a fine line. This is why the NFL has to be careful here. What if the opposite happens? They suspend him 6 games and he beats everything in the court of law. You know, what does the player in the union then say to that? So it's a fine line. I don't believe he's going to get suspended twice. I think that the possibility, another possibility is, you know, the NFL resists the pressure on him and says, you know what, we've concluded our investigation, but we've got to hold off because we could influence the civil cases. If we say he's not suspended, then the defense says, hey, did nothing wrong in the minds of the NFL. That would be used as in the court or the other side. If he is suspended, the plaintiffs say, well, the NFL says he did something wrong, so he must have done something wrong. I don't see how the NFL can really rule. And yet there's this surge of report and speculation that they're going to come down hard on him because of, you know, the Trevor Bauer case in Major League Baseball, which is really a lot different, but still it's you know, sexual assault. And of course, in that case, you know, they got violence, they got graphic images, and there's none of that in the Watson case. But the volume of cases, 22 complaints, makes it really unique.
I think a lot of people have wondered if there might be a late-season suspension instead. And I think they're wondering that because even though the cases won't be tried until 2023, as with yesterday's news, we're going to see stuff leaking out before then. So is there any chance that Watson's suspension could come in the latter half of the season?
You know what? Anything can happen. And I'm not going to pretend to know what may happen. But let me say this. From the very beginning of this acquisition, I thought the Browns had an understanding that Watson would settle these cases, you know, write his check to settle them, which comes with non-disclosure, right, agreements. The grisly details of these cases then would never come out. He would probably be suspended as a result of that, but without any admittance of guilt. But he would probably receive a suspension if that happened. And yet, Watson insists he's going to clear his name. So I don't know if the Browns are surprised by that, or they knew all along he would defend this to the hilt. But I just assumed that part of the inflated contract was for the point of just paying, you know, buying out of it. It happens all the time, civil lawsuits, right? And that, to me, would be the best thing, because you get it behind you, and by the time he's out there performing, no one will care. Football fans wouldn't care. And if the plaintiffs agreed to it, they would be obviously fine with it. So it may resolve itself that way, but Watson still insists he's going to defend his name.
Tony, before we let you go, I got to ask you, if Watson isn't suspended and he plays all the games this year, I know the Bengals went to the Super Bowl last year. I'm not sure the Browns wouldn't be the team to beat in the division. How do you look at that?
Boy, I think it's a blanket over the Bengals, the Ravens, who are, you know, assumed healthy this year, and the Browns.
I noticed you left off one of the four teams in the division there.
Yeah. The team that continually haunts the Browns, those two losses to Pittsburgh last year cost the Browns a chance at the division title. They were pathetic performances by the Browns, both of them. And you know what? I wouldn't count Mitchell Trubisky out just yet.
All right, so you were saying a blanket over all the three teams?
Yeah, and I think Pittsburgh's right there too. But you know, you asked me to name a favorite. I would handicap it that way. And Ronnie, pick any finish, 1, 2, 3, 4, however you want to make it. I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out that way. It's that close.
Tony, I have to ask you this before we let you go. I haven't been the biggest Myles Garrett fan, even though I acknowledge he's been very productive and he's an incredible athlete. And you had a tweet last year, January 3rd, during that game that said, as usual, TJ Watt having more impact on game than Myles Garrett. I'm just wondering your general opinion of Myles Garrett and if he comes up small in big games.
Well, it's funny because I took a lot of heat, as you might expect, from Browns fans for that tweet, as usual. I think he's come up small against Ben, no doubt. And against in the Steeler games, you know, it all started the night he was drafted, and he said, I'm coming to knock Ben down, or whatever he said. And he never really did. What's he most noted for? The Mason Rudolph game. And they've had so many important games so far in Miles' career, and it seems to me, and then the stats show it, T.J. Watt has always outperformed him. But that's the you know, other than that team, Garrett's been great. I do think he's one of the best defensive players out there. But you know what? He's never gotten a single vote for Defensive Player of the Year award. And yet every year Browns fans say he's the Defensive Player of the Year. He's never received a single vote. So I'm not the only one who sees this.
Tony Grossi, man, thanks a lot. This was great stuff because we've been talking about your whole quarterback situation basically all off season. I know you got a lot of work ahead of you, but nobody can do it better. Stay well. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Tony.
Look forward to my trip to Heinz this year.
All right.
Thank you. Last game.
Thank you. Thanks, Tony. Man, that's a complicated situation, isn't it?
A lot to unpack there.
Both the quarterbacks, the situations are complicated.
Let's talk about it, because obviously it's directly related to how the Steelers do. If I'm not mistaken, you think the Browns will win the division. I'm going to ask you next, Ron, whether a 6-game suspension, because Tony felt it would be, he said he's always felt like it would be a 4-8. So I'm going to split the difference and say 6, whether that would change your mind on the Browns. And we can all talk about all these issues next at 412-928-9370. I did like that opinion on Myles Garrett, though. Lends a little justification to the savvy old news sound, huh?
But he says just one team, one game,
but he also said he's never gotten a vote for Defensive Player of the Year, so I'm not the only one who sees it. He said that, not me, Ron. He said that.
I heard.
Not one vote yet for this guy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.